my understanding that in Delaware right now, individuals can get a prescription for themselves for naloxone. Is that correct?
Well, you can go. You can get a prescription for yourself, or we actually have a community-based naloxone program that, working with a counseling center up north, you can actually go for a short training class there and then get a prescription so that you can have naloxone for a relative, a friend, a loved one, you know, someone that's at risk that you care for.
What are the costs associated with if you went to CVS or Walgreens to get the naloxone prescription? What would those costs be?
At this point, I believe it's under $100 a dose, but to be honest, those prices tend to fluctuate, so I'm not 100% sure of the most recent cost.
Are they available in all pharmacies in Delaware?
There's no real reason that they wouldn't be. I would say that, you know, might be up to the individual pharmacy or pharmacist whether or not they're keeping that in stock or providing those products.
And what efforts are currently underway to make naloxone available over the counter in Delaware?
Okay, right now we have some legislation and some, not quite regulations, it's a standing order that we would be working on. And we're trying to expand the access to naloxone by not quite making them truly over-the-counter, but you would be able to simply walk into a pharmacy and purchase the naloxone. But as part of that purchase, you would be provided, say, a 5 to 10 minute training by the pharmacist so that we're have some confidence that the people acquiring this product have the knowledge in how to use it and when to use it, but also so that those people are aware of any resources, treatment options, things that are available to also assist with any addiction problems in their life or a loved one's life.
It's also my understanding that Walgreens is starting to offer naloxone over-the-counter in some states like Pennsylvania and Maryland, but not Delaware. Is there a certain regulatory reason for this?
There's not a specific one right now, but one of the pieces of legislation we're working on would help make it more available by protecting some of the pharmacists that are providing the product. Because right now, regulations in Delaware exist that limit civil liability for the doctors that prescribe the product. So we're trying to take steps that would provide similar protections to the pharmacist who dispense it.
What are some of those protections?
Essentially, there's an existing statute related to naloxone that it's similar to the Good Samaritan statute here in Delaware, that if a doctor is, you know, doing everything under the existing regulations, existing professional standards, and a standing order in this case, then the civil liability they would be exposed to if there was an adverse reaction is limited. We want them to be able to provide this product to the people that need it, so we're looking to make sure that everyone involved is, you know, covered from any civil liability.
Okay, but it's my understanding that naloxone is pretty low risk anyway, in terms of any adverse effects it might have?
Yeah, I believe there are some contraindications for it, but frankly, I'm not the medical side, so I don't really know that I can speak to them. But yes, it's considered fairly low risk. It's been used for decades. It's, you know, something that's becoming more and more commonplace.
And will different varieties be available over the counter? And if so, which ones?
I think, again, that would probably be partly up to the pharmacies, because there are a couple of different companies that manufacture and market the naloxone now, and that would be in different doses. So the public health would issue a standing order that would allow a pharmacist to provide certain doses, but in terms of any, you know, specific brands or products, that would be up to the pharmacists and, you know, their discretion in conversation with the customer.
And once it's made available over the counter in Delaware, anyone can purchase it, correct? And will it be covered by insurance?
That would probably be a question for the insurance companies. Since it's something that typically a prescription is for the person that's purchasing it or for someone in their care, with naloxone it's a little bit different in that you may be purchasing it in anticipation of needing it for a friend, a relative, or what have you. So I don't know that we can really speak to whether or not it would be covered by insurance at this point.